From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's leader says dialogue, yes, but first stop the testing. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all cost. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concern about the North's rapid progress in developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile has heightened global tensions. In a tweet on Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific island in Guam. Vice President Mike Pence, visiting Chile, was asked about that.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions. And we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
The North Korean leader indicated this week a pause in testing to see what the next moves are by the United States. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged a dialing down of rhetoric and dialing up of diplomacy. He offered his offices for such an effort. A U.N. inquiry concluded that two U.N. investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, likely militia members, in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility that others may have been involved. This is VOA News. As Sierra Leone on Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, the grim task of burying bodies began. To forestall the threat of disease, burials of nearly 400 bodies began in and around the capital of Freetown. Shuku Karama Fatamati's family was tragically affected.
I had relatives staying in this place. My younger sister with her three children and her husband, but they've all died. I've never seen such things in my life before.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. President Ernest Bai Koroma went on national television to express his condolences to the families of the victims.
I am very disturbed by this national tragedy, and with a heavy heart, let me extend profound condolences to the bereaved families.
Hundreds are still missing and feared dead. The top U.S. general says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comments come from General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a day after a U.S. soldier was killed and another American and Afghan soldier were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. In Venezuela, nearly 40 inmates were killed during a raid by security forces bent on retaking a southern prison. Reports indicate that many prisoners were armed and taking control. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday called on the government and opposition to start negotiations to end the South American country's long political, social, and economic crises.
Because I believe that the only solution is a political solution based on those negotiations.
Venezuelan authorities on Wednesday announced they are seeking to arrest the husband of ousted chief prosecutor Luisa Ortega on allegations of running a multi-million-dollar extortion ring. Ortega broke with socialist President Nicolas Maduro in April. In Chile on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke of the tragedy of tyranny unfolding in Venezuela.
The once free people of Venezuela are being forced to endure that fate by the brutality of the Maduro regime. Venezuela is sliding into dictatorship, and as President Trump has said, the United States will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles.
Pence applauded Chile's signing, along with 11 other countries, of the Lima Declaration last week, standing with the Venezuelan people and standing up to what he called their oppressors. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.